On the third day of creation, the waters which covered the earth were gathered together at the word of the Son of God, and flowed into the hollows prepared for them. The seas thus formed, the surface of the earth became habitable for those beings that were soon to be called forth from nothingness. On this day, then, the angels first beheld the place where we are to have a temporary sojourn. The time will come when this very Son of God, who now separates the waters from the earth, will himself inhabit it, after having assumed our human nature. Let us offer him our earth as his rightful domain, over which, as also over heaven, all power has been given to him. Footnote, St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse 18. The Mozarabic Breviary gives us the following beautiful prayer, in which are explained the mysteries hidden under the text that describes this third day's creation. Capitula. O Almighty God, the Father, who on the third day didst vouchsafe to separate the dry land from the briny waters that were on the earth, hereby prefiguring how, at a future time, thou wouldst separate the people that thirsted after the fount of faith from them that had unbelieving hearts. Grant that we who are freed from the fetters of unbelief may proclaim without doubting the resurrection of thy Son. May he that rose from the grave on the third day give us to rise by the union of three virtues, and that thus, made strong by faith, hope, and charity, we may merit the eternal happiness of the resurrection. Let us again borrow from the ancient liturgies the formulas used in the celebration of Easter. We find in the Missal of the Gothic Church of Spain this magnificent preface. It is an eloquent and fervent summary of all the grand things said by the fathers regarding the Pasch. Illatio. It is meet and just that we should ever give thanks to thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, who reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost in one undivided Godhead. Thou didst wonderfully create and mercifully redeem us. In the creation, thou wast not fatigued by labor. In the redemption, thou wast not consumed by suffering. Thy power powerfully made, thy mercy mercifully redeemed us. Everything is, indeed, possible to thee, for whatsoever is in the Father and the Holy Ghost is equally in thee, who hast not which they have not, save the privilege of thy human nature. Therefore canst thou do whatsoever it beseemeth thee to wish. As omnipotent, thou doest what thou willest to do. As just, thou judgest all things with equity. As merciful, thou crownest with clemency them that deserve a crown. Though thou couldst have crushed our enemy by a single look of thy dread majesty, yet wouldst thou the rather prostrate him by the excess of thy humility, hereby teaching us that the princes of this air have no further power against us, save that which thy majesty permits, seeing that by the weakness of our flesh thou didst reduce to naught the haughtiness of the enemy. Verily, the proud one felt his fall the more, in that he knew it was by humility he was crushed. Thus did divine wisdom plan the overthrow of the old and crafty serpent. He would have it to be not a violent, but a legal defeat. And that, as Satan boasted that man was legally his slave, because he had persuaded him to consent to the fetters, so he might be forced, by a just judgment, to give up his prey, when he killed him over whom he had no claim. Hence, when he made bold to put to the death of the cross the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world, he deservedly lost the guilty one. Therefore, the bonds of hell being broken, and its laws abrogated by the cross, they that believe in Christ pass with Christ to heaven, and they remain to be tormented in hell, who put their happiness in making themselves the devil's prey. Lo, Christ, after 3 days, has returned conqueror and living from the grave, for unto this was he crucified for us. He that during his passion was deprived of the company of his disciples is now surrounded by a countless number of glad captives whom he has set free. He that made hell itself tremble when he descended, now by his resurrection makes the earth shake to its foundations. The soldiers of earth take to flight at the return of heaven's king, and him whom they had just before guarded as a guilty captive, they now confess to be the terrible judge and true God who has conquered them. The bodies of the saints return to life and rise. Their earthly tabernacle, which for a time had lain in dust, rises glorious with them, who permitted not the soul to abide in limbo. The angels pay court to their Creator. A glorious day rises upon the whole earth. Let them that mourned because of the swift and bloody passion now exult with exceeding gladness on this blessed day of the resurrection. The mother recognizes the son of her womb. Mary Magdalene is rebuked by the angel and ceases to seek among the dead him that is living. Peter, accompanied by John, runs to the sepulchre, and in the winding sheet and cloths sees the traces of his master who was dead, but now is risen. The thief that confessed Christ to be God is made the first possessor of paradise. All that was prophesied long ages before of the Son of Man is now fulfilled, to wit, that for our sake he would be delivered into the hands of sinners, that he would be crucified and put to death, that he would descend into hell with awful majesty, cast down the proud, and mercifully exalt the humble, that with ineffable triumph he would rise again from the dead, and would reign together with the Father and the Holy Ghost, governing all creatures with great power. Filled with admiration at the immensity of his power, the 7 standard-bearers of the heavenly kingdom send upon the earth countless hosts of bright spirits to give him praise. Each angel hastes to his post, paying the debt of his homage, and humbly adoring the flesh of the eternally triumphant King, casts at his feet with praise the crown of his glittering gems. The seraphim, who with their 6 wings veil in reverent worship the awful throne of the Godhead, who by their triple hymn of praise confess thee to be one God with the Father and the Holy Ghost, and acknowledge thee as the King that reigns forever and ever on the throne of heaven. They also say in ceaseless song, "Holy, holy, holy." We subjoin to this Mozarabic preface a hymn taken from the Roman-French Missal of the Middle Ages. It was a favorite Easter hymn with the people of those days, and though somewhat unpolished, is full of vigor. The chant that accompanied it, and which would fatigue any singer of modern times, is, in spite of its occasional want of smoothness, very melodious and expressive. Sequence. Now shines through the world the bright fair day, whereon are triumphantly told the splendid combats of Christ. He gloriously conquered the haughty enemy and routed his most wicked hosts. Unhappy sin of Eve, whereby we were all deprived of life. Happy the fruit of Mary, whereon we all now feed together. Blessed be that noble queen, the mother of the king who robbed hell of its prey, and now reigns in heaven above. O eternal king, graciously receive the hymns we devoutly sing to thee. Thou sittest on the right hand of thy Father. Universal conqueror, thou didst vanquish death and enter into the joys of heaven. O mercy of Christ, How great, how sublime, how beautiful, how sweet, how tender art thou. Praise, honor, and power be to thee, that didst lighten our heavy weight of old. Purchased by the blood of the infinitely merciful Lamb, the Church glitters with the ruby flowers of her redemption. He who by his mighty power washed away our sins, loads us with precious gifts. Bewildered in my admiration of this day's wonders, I am unworthy to proclaim its great mysteries. Son of David, child of the tribe of Judah, thou didst rise in glory, a lion in strength. Thou wast seen on earth as a gentle lamb. It was thou that in the beginning didst create the world. Thou hast ascended to the kingdom above, and there thou mercifully rewardest the just with the rewards of everlasting joy. Say, Satan, thou wicked spirit, what now hath thy craft profited thee? The victory of Christ has bound thee fast in fetters of fire. O ye tribes and nations, be astounded! Who hath heard of miracles like these? That death should so conquer death? That criminals should receive favor like unto this? O incredulous Jew, hast thou no shame that thou canst continue so? See how the Christians rejoice, singing to the Redeemer their holy hymns. Therefore, O Jesus, our merciful King, forgive us our sins, loosen our fetters. Grant that thy elect may rise with thee to heavenly glory, and to their just merits give recompense. Amen.